It's Thursday, April 15th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Employer optimism faces off against employee worries, and U.S. sanctions against Russia over the SolarWinds hack. This is the Business of Tech. Some data from the UK about small business IT spend from Gigacom, Digital Wholesale Solutions, and Union Street. Nearly 70% of SMB leaders feel overwhelmingly positive about the prospects for their businesses moving forward. Additionally, 2 in 3 at 67% are confident in their company's growth prospects through 2021. And 94% of business leaders recognize changes are required to support working from home. The SMBs outlined four immediate priorities: making collaboration work long-term, fixing home broadband, deploying a cloud or hosted phone system, and bringing together collaboration and communications. But just like the story earlier this summer, there's data in the U.S. about well-being concerns. Nearly 60% of workers report concerns about stress and burnout. One-third fear for their physical well-being, including getting sick. Another third worry about social wellness and belonging. And despite all this, survey data says participation in mental health programs and employee assistance programs has dropped. Meanwhile, the PC market had a great first quarter after a great 2020. This despite the global chip shortage. Gartner is estimating shipments of traditional PCs are up 32% compared with Q1 of 2020. And IDC says it's 55% growth year over year. Yes, Q1 of 2020 was rough, so that number may be inflated, but both research companies say it'll keep going. Cisco is telling us what they think are priorities from IT leaders, citing cloud applications, network security, and multi-cloud infrastructure. As for those multiple clouds, per Cloud Security Alliance's research, 62% of respondents do have multiple clouds. The most popular is AWS at 67%, Azure at 65%, and Google Cloud Platform at 37%. Now, why do we care? I talked about this earlier in the week, and I'm struck by the notion that for every article about the business leader positioning, there's an alternate side of concern among employees. I've also been covering unions in tech more, and while I'm not directly covering it, Jeff Bezos wrote his last shareholder letter today. A good chunk of it was about employees. There's a space to be very competitive around culture and company you build with employees, particularly in small companies. The two aren't disparate. If you want to execute, you need your people. Investments there really do pay off. The U.S. has expelled 10 diplomats and placed a range of sanctions on Russian individuals and assets in response to the SolarWinds hack. A number of private sector cybersecurity firms in Russia are also being sanctioned for their work in supporting government efforts. Now, why do we care? That's a simple update for sure, but the implications are wide here. Governments are going to be setting new norms about what is considered allowable and what isn't. It's also going to include laws around what is defined, but the social norms and practices matter. IT services companies should care about those norms, as they're the base we'll work off of. Want to learn about trends in managed services, increasing sales, governance, or winning in biopharma? How about an MSP peer panel or CompTIA's Carolyn April with their latest research in managed services trends? Ignite's first annual MSP Summit is coming May 11th, keynoted by Carl Polichuk on setting a cloud strategy. The first 300 attendees even get a copy of Carl's book on becoming a successful MSP in 30 days. Win prizes, network with peers, all in a half-day online event. Register for free right at ignite.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Back again tomorrow with another roundup.